We are doing Avat Chesed, and let's dedicate our learning tonight to Sarah Chaya Bat Dania Kohen. And we're holding Chelek Aleph Perek Rishon Halacha Yud, Halacha Tet, sorry. The first section, the first chapter, the ninth paragraph, Imu Makir Ba'alovesh Ubal Midaha'a, if he recognizes that the person who's asking him for a loan, and we were discussing the mitzvah of giving a loan, and last time we discussed the importance of taking guarantees for the loan, and let's say he recognizes that the person who's asking for the loan is a guy who's got bad traits. Ve'eino makpid al mamon acherim, and he's not so careful about other people's money. Umeotav yiyu kalin etzlo, and he knows the guy is going to waste his money, he's going to lose all the money that he lends him. Ve'lo yimtza mima likbot, and he won't be able to collect from him. Mutav shelo yalveu, better you don't give him the loan, says the Chafetz Chaim. If the guy ain't going to pay you back, better you don't give him the loan. So then that you should lend him, and then you have to chase him to pay you back the money he owes you. Now, what's interesting is that there's a parenthesis here. There's an addition that changes the whole halacha here. A little bit at least. And the parenthesis reads like this. If we would read it with the parenthesis, it would say like this. Mutav shelo yalveu haynu beli mashkun. It would be better that he doesn't give him a loan without taking collateral. If the guy wants a loan with collateral, no problem. Give me your Rolex watch. Your watch is worth $5,000. I'll give you the loan for $500. You don't pay me back. I sell your watch, fine. That's better than you should have to lend him and then chase after him and take him to court, etc. The Avoli de Loigos, and then you'll come to the sin that Torah says, don't bite after the guy you gave him the loan. Kenita b'choshen mishpat, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat. Vayen shamod, and you have to look into these halachos. Da'alove oseken yikra rasha, that if someone takes a loan, and he wastes your money, and he doesn't have the money to pay you back, and he couldn't care less, he is called a wicked person, says the Chafetz Chaim. If you take a loan, then you have to take it responsibly so that you could pay it back. And when you're giving a loan, you should also give it responsibly, as we've been learning the last few times, that although the Torah gives us a mitzvah to give a loan, the Torah also expects us to do it responsibly.